As the economy continues to sink deeper into recession, fraud against citizens remains a concern. For that reason, the Federal Trade Commission and the Office of Senator Mel Martinez held a fraud prevention workshop this morning at the new Town & Country Senior Center. 80-year-old Claudine Hicks was the victim of telemarketing fraud, which added charges to her phone bill. But she was able to clear up the matter by going to a consumer protection agency.
I kept getting this bill, and I knew I had not applied for this particular. And when I went in to investigate, they told me that they had been preying on seniors because they knew they wouldn't, you know, check their telephone for anything unusual. But I saw this and I knew.
In the fraud prevention workshop, Hicks and about 50 others heard from federal, state, and local agencies about the latest fraud scams and how to avoid them. Doug Templeton with the Pinellas County Department of Justice and Consumer Services says that one-third of all telemarketing fraud victims are age 60 or older.
They're home more often to answer the phone. They have savings. They have funds available. If you know there's some great offer that they want to spend their money on, they may have some money available to do that. And most importantly, they're too polite to hang up. That's what we deal with a lot, is just people are too polite. They don't want to say no. Those fast-talking telemarketing salesmen use a variety of tactics to overcome seniors' reluctance to take the bait.
Templeton's counterpart across the bay, Kevin Jackson with the Hillsborough County Consumer Protection Agency, shares his tips to avoid ripoffs by contractors, including never paying for a job before the work is done.
Get referrals from friends, family, and neighbors. Get at least 3 estimates so you can compare apples to apples, not apples and oranges and lemons. Make sure the estimates are for the same scope of work that you want to have them do. Check the licenses, the history of the company, and the complaints. You can call my office. My complaint database is public record. Same thing with Doug's, public record. Check on complaints. Check the BBB before you hire somebody. Get the contract in writing. Understand the warranty terms. Said that 3 times again.
Fraud is a crime of opportunity, according to the regional director of the Federal Trade Commission, Brad Elbein. He points out that debt relief and mortgage foreclosure relief frauds are popular this year.
One of the big problems facing everybody in the country is debt relief scams. People who tell you that they can relieve you of your credit card debt. I won't tell you that all of those are scams, but if you had to bet, betting that they're scams is a good bet.
Sherry Lanham with the Tampa Field Office of the U.S. Postal Inspection Service suggests requesting 3 credit reports per year. Lanham provides tips to avoid current scam trends.
If someone you don't know wants to give you a check or a money order, have you cash it, keep a certain percentage for your trouble, and then wire the rest of the money out via Western Union or through another money wiring service? That should be a clue. Why would they need to pay you to send themselves money?
Rebecca Morgan is the director of the Center for Excellence in Elder Law at Stetson University's College of Law in Gulfport. She says that it's very important for people to be informed about scams and how to protect themselves.
If something sounds too good to be true, it really likely isn't true. You have to be educated about the different types of scams, but how the agencies can help you. You want to do things smart, like have a shredder. Don't give out your personal information. A lot of times we have people say, well, I don't want to be rude to someone. But you know what? In a situation when you're dealing with a scam artist, it really is okay to be rude. You can hang up. You can say no. Sign up for the do not call list. Make sure you check your credit reports and be a wise consumer.
When is the most important one that you have to take?
After the program, staff from the office of Senator Mel Martinez assisted residents with information about avoiding fraud. A man from Manatee County who wants to remain anonymous says he is a victim of identity theft resulting in unauthorized charges to his bank account. He suggests speaking with your bank to find out what security measures they recommend, including password protecting account information.
A couple of months ago, somebody had found a way to remove a good deal of money from my bank account via photo IDs, debit cards, bank statements diverted to Miami addresses, and pull out well over $10,000. It seems that somebody who was proficient and a professional at that trade knew what to do, got enough information, and knew how to orchestrate the removal of the monies.
You can find web links and phone numbers for all of the agencies mentioned in this report on our website, wmnf.org/news. Reporting from Town and Country for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.